Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, growing awareness of our carbon footprint is driving many people to consider the environmental impact of the products that we use. So from brushing your teeth to your daily cleansing routine, we're going to take a deep dive into sustainable options for your bathroom items. And here to tell us a little bit more is Sunday Times sustainability editor Jo Lenehan. Lovely to have you back with us, Jo.
Great to be here.
And we were just chatting there when you came in. I think we're all pretty good in the kitchen, thinking about it when it comes to our clothes, but the bathroom, I'd say all bets are off, because we don't really think about the products that we use in our daily routines that much.
No, and they're all essential items. You know, your shampoo, your cleansers, your toothpaste, they're all things that we need. They're not nice to have, so people don't really think that way. But look, it's a really growing trend. It's the clean beauty industry is going to be worth about $38 billion by 2030. On TikTok, which is where everything happens now, clean beauty has about 2 billion tags. So it's really picking up speed. And a lot of normal people are just thinking, you know what, maybe I can make a good swap. And there's great products out there for that.
Okay, so let's start with taking off the makeup then. Facial cleansing, from the cosmetic products that we use for that to, you know, whether we're using cotton wool or cloths.
So yeah, so really easy swap that everyone can do is just invest in a couple of muslin cloths or, you know, face cloths and use those. They can be stuck into the washing machine, you know, using those cleansers every single day and putting them into the bin is just additional waste.
And they're also using cotton wool.
The cotton wool and the cotton pads.
You know,
and they're
what?
Really expensive.
The cloths are actually much more effective as well. They work
way
better.
More effective. They're way gentler on your skin and they're very, very cost effective. Okay, you've the initial, you know, investment of buying them, but that's such an easy swap. And I think if you've makeup on every day, that's a really quick thing that you can do that makes such a difference.
Mm. And what about the cleansing products then? What should we be doing there?
So I guess, you know, everyone's very individual. Everyone has very different skin needs. Myself, like I would break out a lot. So I've spent a lot of time finding a cleanser that works. But what's really important for me personally is to look at animal testing. And it's really interesting, like everyone thinks that, you know, every product is free from animal testing and every product is vegan, and they're not. Animal testing was banned in the EU in 2004, but it's one of those strange loopholes where brands can say they're cruelty free, but actually if their products are being sold in countries where animal testing is required by law, then they're actually not cruelty free. So it's a very strange loophole that's happened. So you need to be a little bit diligent. If you have a brand that you love, just take 2 seconds to go onto either Cruelty Free Kitty or Leaping Bunny, and they have a really extensive directory and they'll tell you exactly who actually is free from animal testing. And I think, you know, most people don't want their cleansers and their beauty products tested on animals.
So I can go onto this Leaping Bunny site,
yes,
put in the name of my product, and it will tell me what?
It'll tell you, do they test on animals or not, mm-hmm, in black and white. Cruelty Free Kitty is great too, because they'll explain to you, you know, they say they don't, but actually they're selling into this country, so they have to allow their products to be tested. And it's an eye-opener. Most of the really big brands that most of us have in our homes are still actively testing, and about 500,000 animals every single year are tested on and are harmed in animal testing. And there's so many great alternatives that don't test on animals, so why not make that swap? That's a really easy one to
do.
Okay,
so that's one thing that you can do if that's where your concern lies. For other people, it might be around packaging. So you'll buy something that has plastic outside it, then it's in a box, and then it's in a tube or a pot.
Yes, and the packaging thing is so complex because, again, if you're looking for a cleanser or that kind of product, you know, it probably does need to be contained in slightly complex packaging. You know, you can't just put it into a cardboard box. So those beauty components can have 5 or 6 different elements into it, which means you cannot put it into your green bin, because if it's going to the green bin, it needs to be just one simple piece of plastic that can be separated and recycled. I think women are responsible for about 79% of beauty packaging, which makes sense. But there's over, I think, 300 million pieces of beauty packaging going into the bin every single year. Now, what's great is there's some companies that have started recycling schemes, and if you bring back your empty packaging, they'll give you points that you can then redeem off your beauty products, which is great. Refillables are actually becoming really popular, and I think even a few years ago that seemed very hassle-some. But again, some brands, if you do your research, are making it really easy. And then some brands are putting a lot of effort into minimising their packaging. So they'll either have one type of plastic or one type of component. They'll have recyclable you know, cardboard or paper. So we're going to see brands come down on that packaging. You know, sometimes you'd get a tiny little, whatever it is, eyeshadow, and it would be in a box and a box and a box, but that is coming down. But it's great to look at the brands who are making an effort.
And then the let's take an eyeshadow palette or any kind of a palette. It'll have the plastic, it could have metal, it could have a mirror. So as you say, you can't put that into the recycling when you're done with it.
No.
But if you have ordered that online and it's arrived to you in that really easy way, if I think about having to refill that, what kind of a process am I going to have to get up, get into my car with my empty packaging, which I've washed and cleaned, and take it into the shop to have it refilled? Or are they, you said they're making it easier. How are they doing that, some of the companies?
So I guess the ones who've really made it work would be a case where they might, like you might order an eyeshadow online and they'll send you two refills with it. So that will usually be like a little component that when the product is finished, you just pop it back in. There's no washing, cleaning,
easy.
And super easy. And then when you see you're running out, you just say, okay, I'm going to order a couple more refills. So there are brands doing that, and that's really, look, at the end of the day, no one has the time, as you say, to be washing and going to a shop. The brands who make it easy are the ones who are really leading in that field.
Okay, now sanitary products, and we've spoken about this before in the programme, because there has been a real movement, I feel, in this area to make this more sustainable, and people are buying into it, aren't they?
Oh, they really are, and this is a personal passion of mine. I'm really invested in this area because people don't realise that if they're using a sanitary pad or a tampon from a generic brand, it's probably made of plastic, and most people don't know that. So that's never degrading. It's going straight back into the environment. You know, I think period products now are the fifth most polluting on Europe's beaches, which is terrifying. So there is a big push for not only to move away from the plastic, but to actually find reusable products, which long term become a lot more affordable. I guess the big barrier for people, especially in the research, is not that people aren't willing to try them or they don't want to move to them, but they are more expensive. Like you're paying a couple of cent more for an organic pad or tampon. If you want to invest in a menstrual cup, that's a big investment up front of maybe up to €30. And then people are saying, well, what if I get that and it doesn't work for me? Then I've wasted all that money.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing is there's a big push in Europe at the moment to really provide these reusable and more sustainable products to people so that they can try them, see how they get on. Spain is leading the field. In Spain at the moment, you can go into a pharmacist, have a private consultation with them. They'll provide you the reusable products or the sustainable products that they think suit your lifestyle, and then you can try them and go from there. And that's really where we need to go with it. I definitely think we're going to see those schemes coming into Ireland in the next few years. There's been a lot of work done behind the scenes. And look, if you do have the money and you do want to try it, it's a great way to make, again, a swap that is going to benefit you over time.
Right, but the things like the menstrual cup and period pants, I mean, they're things that people can reuse again and again.
Absolutely. And you know, I spoke to somebody who works in the maternity field, and she was saying the reusable period pants are amazing because, again, you're getting bang for your buck. Okay, you have to wash them, but you'll use them over and over, super comfortable. You know, the menstrual cup takes a little bit of getting used to for a lot of people, but you know, there are options there if you want to try them.
Okay,
for sure.
We got this from a listener. They tell us they got rid of all plastic from the bathroom. They use bread soda and lemon juice to brush their teeth. Bread soda and lemon juice, there's a thing.
Wow.
Joe, you see, I tell you, that scares you. You're not prepared to go that far just yet.
Not yet.
I bet it works brilliantly, though. I buy shampoo and conditioner bars.
Yes.
They're so much better and last longer. You do that as well, don't you?
Oh my God, the best swap I ever made was swapping to a shampoo bar. Like, I was really worried because I have really long hair. It gets very oily. The bar lasts me, honestly, months. It's so affordable. I think the one I buy is about €7. It comes in cardboard packaging, which can be recycled, and it's zero waste because when the bar is gone, there's no packaging. It's a game changer.
Epsom salts this person uses for the bath. My favourite moisturiser is an Irish one in a glass jar. It's amazing. It's so much cheaper and it's better than all other brands. Well, that listener gets a gold star.
Yes,
for all
10
of
out of 10. Wow.
Joe, thank you so much. Always great to have you with us. Joe Lenehan, Sunday Times sustainability editor. One last break to take. Let's do that now.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.